再次欢迎大家到神的教会。
Once again, welcome all of you to the Church of God.
来见证我们弟兄姐妹的受洗礼的亲朋戚友也欢迎你们。
And to friends and relatives who come here to witness the baptism and confirmation of our brethren.
那今天的聚会你们，我们来思想一个很重要的单词。
Now today we will think of a very important word.
叫做机会。
Chance.
各位喜欢机会吗？
Do you like chance?
每个人都很喜欢。
Everybody loves it.
做错的人总是希望有机会。
Those who did wrong, they will always crave for chance.
其实我们人活在这个时间和空间里面，我们不难了解什么叫机会。
Living in time and space is not difficult for us to understand what is chance.
好像时间如果一过了，今天过了，昨天的事情呢，就没有机会了。
What happens yesterday is no more chance.
昨天无论有怎样的美事，有看到怎样的美景，那是过去的事了。
No matter how beautiful things are, yesterday is already over.
所以很多人说，往事只能回味，不能拥有。
So people say the past is only for memory, but it cannot be possessed.
确实，时间是这样，告诉我们机会有限。
Indeed, time tells us that chance are limited.
这个空间世界也是一样。
It is the same with this material
world. 我们活在空间世界啊，比如说我们姐妹们很怕哦，这个皱纹一出现了啊，怎么办？
Yeah, we live in this material world, and sisters were afraid of wrinkles.
怎样给它拉平，一下子又回去了哈。
How do you flatten it, but you will come back again?
就是空间物质形态世界告诉我们的事。
This is what the material world tells us.
有时候我们养孩子的人啊，孩子啊，小时候很可爱啊。
So those of us who raise children, they are very cute when they are young.
那长大了，有想法了，他定型了，你要他回到像小孩子这样再听你的话，就很难了。
So when they grow up, they have independent thinking. You want them to go back to the past, how they listen to you is not possible.
所以从这里我们会知道，同样的机会啊，很难再出现的。
So the same chance will not come again.
可能他以另外一种形态出现，有可能。
It may appear in another form.
所以我们看，我们经过这个两年的疫情了。
So through these 2 years of pandemic,
有些人说，我们还想回到疫情前的那种光景呢，都没有机会了。
So we long to go back to before the pandemic, but there's no more chance.
现在只有什么机会
？So what's the chance left?
就打疫苗的机会了。
The opportunity to take vaccine.
每半年又要再打疫苗。
Every half a year we need to take the vaccine.
只有这个机会了。
That's the only chance left.
所以当我们讲到机会的这个事情的时候，我们要很好的探讨。
So we need to think carefully about chance.
有一些道理呢是很明了的，只是我们没有多去思想。
Some things are very clear. It's just that we didn't think deep enough.
有些人呢就不太相信，那机会走了还会再来。
Some people think that opportunities left, but they will come again.
人总是有机会。
People are always having chance.
钱花掉了还有机会再赚回来。
I spend my money, but I can earn them back.
昨天我吃了那很好吃的海鲜，我今天还想吃，还有机会回去再吃。
I ate something nice yesterday. I can come back today to eat it again.
听起来好像没有错。
It sounds very right.
但是你刚刚讲的东西呢，是其实身外之物的东西。
But what we just mentioned are external things.
其实对人的生命不是太大价值的，外在物质的东西。
They are not so precious to human life, but they are external material.
所以对人的生命不太重要的东西，机会呢就比较多一点。
So for things that are not so important, there are more opportunities.
但是这个世界的原理告诉我们，对人的生命的价值很重要的东西呢，机会就越来越少了。
But whatever is important to human life, we have fewer chances.
那我问各位，比各位的健康更重要的是，比各位钱财更重要的是什么？就是健康，对不对
？So for example, health is more important than wealth.
所以这个健康一失去了之后，你要再得回来很难。
So once you lose your health, it's very hard to find it back.
我每次讲，我们现在人到中年哦，我看我孩子吃东西跟我吃东西不一样哎。
So at this middle age, I see how my children eat is different from my diet.
他睡觉前吃了，哇，另一天就很饿了哈。
They can eat before sleep, but the next day they feel very hungry again.
我现在几乎没有饿的感觉，都是在饱。
Now I'm losing all my hunger, feel.
这是没有办法挽回的东西来的
We cannot find this back.
有些人不太了解，那有些人是很了解了
Some people cannot understand.
那所以呢，你们会知道健康重要的。
So you know the importance of health.
失去了很难得回。
Once you lose it, it's very hard to restore.
人的生命气息是何等重要的。
Now the human breath is very important.
所以这个气息一走了，没有了， 完了，就一次机会。
Once we have no more breath, we are done. We only have one chance.
啊，对不对？对我们重要的东西，机会少。
So things that are important to us, we have fewer chances.
有些人很在乎关系，比如说婚姻。
Some people they care a lot about relationship, for example, marriage.
那可能婚姻有些人呢很不幸，第一次婚姻失败了。
So some people they fail in their first marriage.
没有关系，还有机会啊！第二次婚姻有第三次婚姻也可以。
And so they say it's okay, I can have another second and third marriages.
当然没有错啊，我们可以再进入另外一个婚姻。
Of course, you can enter another marriage.
但是当一个人他经过婚姻的那种创伤跟打击之后呢，他再进入婚姻又不一样了。
But it is different for someone who went through the wounds of marriage to enter into another marriage.
潜意识里面有很多负面的想法。
There will be a lot of negative
thoughts. 很多的阴影。
A lot of past wounds.
所以一个人要再进入另外一段婚姻，他经过很多的辅导，他心里要得医治，他才能够进入幸福的另外一个婚姻。
So to get into another happy marriage, the person has to go through a lot of counseling.
这的确是这个世界的原理是告诉我们，对人的生命越重要的东西。
So the world's principle tells us that what is more important to human life?
就是机会越少。
You have fewer chances.
然后呢，这个世界呢也告诉我们，还有另外一个，当我们讲机会的时候，我们再想一想。
So when we talk about chance, let's think again.
当一个机会一出现的时候呢
？When a chance comes,
那之后一定有两个结果。
After that, there'll be two consequences.
有些人是因为一个机会出现了，哇，他得着好处。
Some people they get certain benefits because the chance appears.
有些人是一个机会出现了，他不管他，然后结果就得到害处了。
Some people they ignore the opportunity and they receive harm.
这一点呢，我们会看得到，所以在现在的疫情里面，哇，这个整个的病毒横扫全世界了。
So in this current pandemic, the virus sweep across the whole globe.
那我刚才说了，对不对？我们现在只有什么机会？
So what are the chances we have right now?
就打疫苗的机会了。
To take the vaccine.
那但是这个机会一出现的时候，你会发现，哎，很奇怪，有些人是接受。
But when this opportunity comes, some people accept.
有些人是很抗拒。
But some people they resist.
甚至很强烈的抗拒。
They even resist strongly.
所以结果是一定不一样的。
So there will be different outcomes.
所以我们会看得到，当一个机会出现呢。不是每一个人都愿意接受的。
So when there is an opportunity, not everyone will be willing to accept.
一定是有接受，也一定有抗拒的事情出现。
There will be acceptance and rejection.
所以呢，机会出现的时候呢，有两个终极的两个结果。
So when the chance comes, there will be two ultimate outcomes.
不会让一个人他留在中间的。
The person cannot stand, remain neutral.
那没有中间的事情。要么就把握机会，不然呢就拒绝机会。
You cannot stand in the middle ground. Either you seize the opportunity or you reject it.
那我们都看这个世界的原理是这样的。
That's how the world's principle functions.
所以当我们今天我们谈到这个圣诞佳节的时候
，So when we talk about Christmas.
圣诞佳节是什么事情呢
？So what is Christmas about?
为什么这么多人庆祝呢
？Why are so many people celebrating Christmas?
很多人不知道，只有送礼物、吃吃喝喝。
Many people don't understand the reason, but they just give and.
其实是上帝将机会赐给人类的。
In fact, God is giving human the opportunity.
得救赎的机会赐给人。
The chance to be saved.
所以他赐下他的独生子。
So God sent His only Son.
那很多人说，上帝赐下独生子呢？这个意义在哪里
？So people question, what is the meaning behind God giving us His only Son?
为什么要赐下独生子呢
？Why must God give His only Son?
那个背景是什么呢
？What is the background?
然后圣经很清楚告诉我们
，The Bible tells us very clearly.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
好像这个病毒横扫全世界的时候呢，就人的罪恶。就遍满全球。
Just as the virus sweep across the whole earth, human sin also fills the world.
所有的人，没有一个是没有罪的。
No one person is without sin.
每一个人的思想里面、言行举止里面，其实都有罪。
In everybody's thinking, speech, and actions, we are all sinful.
人有大罪、小罪、大错、小错。
Big and small sin, big and small wrongs.
但是他不能给自己借口说没有罪，我没有罪。
And no man can give himself excuse to say I'm without sin.
我们都因为罪受伤，也因为罪伤害旁边的人。
We are wounded by sin, and we also hurt others because of sin.
但是还有一样东西比这个罪，我们天天犯的罪更严重。
But there's something worse than the daily sins we committed.
就是我们生命的根是有罪的。
That is the root of our life. It's sinful.
圣经清楚告诉我们，我们生在罪中。
The Bible clearly tells us that we are born in sin.
生在罪中的意思就是我们的本性就是有罪的。
Meaning to say, in our nature, we have sin.
换句话，本性就是恶的。
So in our nature, we are evil.
所以我们看我们人啊，我们要向善的话是很不自然的。
So it's very unnatural for humans to incline toward goodness.
你要对人好，要爱人，要什么忍耐，这些是很难的，不自然的。
So it's very hard and unnatural for us to be kind and nice to people.
你要经过很多的修行啊，忍耐这些，那你才能有一点啊，爱人一点啊。
So you have to go through a lot of practice, then you can be kinder a bit to people.
有些人啊，十年二十年，他的脾气是一样的，对不对
？Some people, their temper is still the same for 10 years, 20 years.
那他就修行了很多年，好一点点。
After practicing many years, they get a little bit better.
所以我们向善是很不自然的。
So it's very unnatural for us to incline toward good.
但是我们向恶是很自然的。
But it's very natural for us to incline toward evil.
骂人容易吗
？It's easy to scold people.
很热就要骂人了，对不对？不方便就要骂人了。
Inconvenient, you want to
scold people. 那很容易的。我们妒忌人，贪爱别人的东西，哇，别人的东西好过我的哦，马上哦，你就为他开心是很难。
So it's very easy for us to get jealous of people. Very hard for us to be happy for others.
那然后妒忌他是很容易，对不对？所以我们人就是有这个本性。
So we have this human nature in us.
向恶是很自然，向善是不自然。
Very natural to incline toward evil, but unnatural to incline toward good.
而是这个世界的人要给人鼓励嘛，所以说，哎，人性本善。
But people of the world, they want to encourage each other and say that the human nature is good.
你尽量把你的善带出来。
You try to bring out your good.
圣经说这个是骗话。
But the Bible tells us this is a lie.
圣经是只有讲实话。
The Bible only tells us the truth.
把人生命的真实状态讲出来，讲得很清楚。
It tells us the real state of human life.
人生在罪恶中。
Humans, we are born in sin.
生命的根本是恶的。
The root of our life is sin, is evil.
所以像这个病毒一样。
So just like the virus.
所以各位有没有问，为什么这个新冠病毒叫做病毒，不叫病情
？So have you ever asked why is this called coronavirus, not just an illness?
如果我们讲病情，病情会好转，对不对
？Because illness will take a turn for the better.
但是病毒会不会好转
？But will virus become good?
毒会不会变成好的品种
？Will the virus become something good?
忽然间它变，然后变成哇，好像维他命这样啊，给你健康吗
？Can it mutate into vitamins?
不会的。
No.
它会变种。
It will mutate.
那现在杀伤力没有这样强，对不对
？Now the lethality is not so strong.
它是传播力或者变成传播力很强。
But it's more transmissible now.
就可以感染，以前就感染一个人感染两个人，现在一个人感染十个人啊。
So more people will get infected.
很容易被感染。
So people are infected more easily.
所以这个病毒好像一种伪装起来。
So this virus is like under disguise.
那叫变质啊，来。取得另外一个邪恶的目的，能不能明白
？So it mutate to achieve another evil purpose.
所以罪恶是这个东西，罪恶就是好像有点变种这样。
So sin also mutates in that way.
但是那个根是恶的。
But the root is evil.
但是变一下，然后呢，尽量做好外面给人看很多的善行，对不对
？But it has our outward pretension of good.
但是有外在的冲击一来，它里面的那个本质的东西就出来了。
But when there's external attacks, whatever is within will manifest.
其实通常人都是很聪明的
So usually humans are quite.
尤其是世界有一些大震动一发生的时候呢，人就开始学聪明，学乖一点。
So when there's earth-shaking things happening, humans start to learn to be smarter.
哇，很多人受伤，很多人死，很多人病世人就学乖一点点。
So when a lot of people got injured or died, people start to learn to be more well-behaved.
所以这个罪恶来到这个世界了，我们从人类历史第一天很多的战争，对不对
？So from the day one of human history, there's a lot of battles.
你看中国的历史，春秋战国800年都是在打战。
So in China, 800 years they are in battle.
那一直在打，西方东方一直在打战，
so,
一直在征服彼此。
So the East and West, they are always fighting each other.
那这样的战争的人类，对不对
？So this is a humankind full of wars.
然后呢，这个一直走到顶点的时候，就是二十世纪了。
So in the 20th century, that's the peak.
二十世纪的最大的战争，世界性的战争，第二次世界大战。
There is the first and second world wars.
这8000万人丧命。
80 million people.
很多的女人变成寡妇。
Many women became widows.
很多的孩子变成孤儿。
Many children turned into orphans.
就最可怕的这个第一、第二次世界大战是在哪里呢
And so where is this most horrific first and second world wars?
人类历史都是在打仗嘛。
So human history, we have all been fighting.
以前是骑马拿枪的，好不容易才杀一个人哈。
In the past, they fight by horses and swords.
而且炸弹啪，几百个人死了，对不对
？But now with bombs, many hundreds and people, thousands of people were dead.
飞机来，飞弹来。
The warship and missiles.
人越聪明的时候呢，他杀人越厉害的。
So the smarter humans are is easier for them to kill.
你们说造屋子厉害，杀人也厉害呢。
So they can build houses, but they can also kill people.
所以呢，你就会看到了，哇，就这样的冲击来到人类了。
So such an attack come upon mankind.
所以人类自己其实也吓到的。
So humans are also taken aback.
哇，人能够变成这样恶啊！
So humans can turn into such evil.
你不要讲世界第一的哦，这个是希特勒哦，这是那个日本的那个王哦，不要。
So people blame it on Hitler and other emperors.
但是你反击的时候，你也是恶的，对不对
？But when you retaliate, you are also evil.
你狠狠的反击。
And you also retaliate fiercely.
有时候呢，太太讲我的丈夫就骂我，他恶啊。
So sometimes the wife scolded the husband.
你反击很厉害嘞。
But if you retaliate.
所以你反击到哇，比他厉害的时候呢，哇，他就凶你了。
You may become worse, and he will turn fierce on you.
所以国攻打国，民攻打民。
So nations goes against nation, people against people.
你的家庭里面夫妇的对抗彼此的。
So in the family, there are also conflicts.
所以这个罪是这样发生的。
So that's how sin manifests.
这个告诉我们什么，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
？So dear friends, what does this tell us?
所以呢，告诉我们人当人类这样冲到的时候呢，他说我们学聪明一点。
So we need to learn to be wiser.
我们那要对付彼此呢，但是杀伤力不要这样大哈。
So to deal with each other, we don't cause too much damage.
我们尽量要忍耐。
We must try to endure.
我们要修行。
We need to cultivate.
我们要明白什么叫仁德仁理。
We need to understand what is human philosophy.
所以呢，不要打仗。
So we must cease wars.
那现在不要有这种军事战争。
We must not get into military battles.
但是呢，这个国家一直建那个军船嘛。
But this country is building the warships.
那个国家又发明更厉害的核弹。
Another nation invent nuclear weapons.
所以呢。不打仗其实不是因为很爱彼此，因为怕就一发生了没有办法收回了。
So they didn't get into battles not because they love each other, but they are afraid of the consequences.
你们知道 UN 现在很怕，就是一个神经病的总统，一按那个核弹一发生的话，就不能收拾的东西的。
So the United Nations are very scared of any nation just launch a nuclear attack.
人有自然的一个反击力来的。
So humans, we have this natural retaliation.
那不要打这样的战，那打另一种战，打什么经济战？
But there's other kinds of wars like economic wars.
打科技战争。
Technological wars.
打贸易战争。
Trade wars.
然后现在打什么？打疫情战争呢
？And now this is the pandemic war.
这什么 pandemic war？ 就是这个疫苗战争喽。
That's the relating to the vaccines.
这个 Omicron 出来的，你的 vaccine 可以还是我的 vaccine 可以啊？
So whether your vaccine is better or mine?
吵来吵去，那其实非洲很多人没有打疫苗死的。
But actually, in African countries, many people are unvaccinated and they die.
所以无论人要怎样，要洗白自己啊。
So no matter how much humans want to whitewash themselves,
你不要相信那个。
You must not believe in that.
你回到上帝的话来认识你自己，认识人。
You must go back to the word of God to know yourself and to know people.
没错，这个世界还有一点点稍微的爱。
Of course, there's still some love in this world.
夫妇两个人有一点爱，父母跟孩子有些爱。
Between husband and wife, parent and child, there's still some love.
但是你要相信，人里面生命的根是恶的。
But you must believe that the root of human life is evil.
所以圣经说，世人都犯了罪。
So the Bible tells us that for all have sinned.
就亏欠了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
罪的工价就是死。
The wages of sin is death.
只有那个死才能还清那个罪。
Because only death can pay for the price of sin.
所以世人都会死的。
So everyone on earth will die.
然后死了没有关系，死了就完了，没有感觉就完了嘛，对不对
？So if dying after that is nothing, then it's over.
圣经说死了有审判。
But the Bible tells us that there is judgment after death.
你家里的狗死了没有审判
？The dog dies, there won't be any judgment.
那只猪被人吃掉了就完了。
The pig can be eaten by humans and that's over.
那是有灵魂的人 有知道道德什么是对跟错的人有审判。
But humans, we have soul, we know the morals of what is right and wrong, so there will be judgment for humans.
神把良知放在人的生命里面。
Because God has placed conscience in human hearts.
人跟神一样知道对错。
So humans, like God, we know right and wrong.
你知道错了，你还继续做。
When you know it's wrong and you still do it,
那要受审判。
You will be judged.
人要受审判，那时候呢，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们能，哎呀，神啊，所以你要来救我，哈。
So we say, God, you should save me.
因为神，你是神嘛，你有义务要救我。
Because you are God, you have the obligation to save me.
各位，神有没有义务要救我们
？But does God has this obligation?
各位，你开车拿到罚单，你跟交警说，你有义务要宽恕我啊。
If you drive and you got a summon, and you, can you tell the traffic policeman you have the obligation to free me?
你上法庭啊，你犯法了，你跟法官你，因为你是法官，所以你有义务要宽恕我。
So can you tell the judge, because you're the judge, you have the obligation to save me?
没有一个人会这样跟法官讲话的。
No one will speak like this to the judge.
你就是法官。宽恕，宽恕。对。
You just say, Judge, please have mercy on me.
现在有一个比法官更公正的那位上帝。
Now God is more just and righteous than the judge, than the court judge.
当他说我们有罪的时候。
So when he says we are sinful,
谁能说你有义务要饶恕我
？Who can tell God you have the obligation to forgive me?
没有一个人能够讲那句话的。
No one can say that.
但是圣经告诉我们。这位上帝是有丰盛的慈爱。
But the Bible tells us that our God has abundant love.
他在他丰盛的慈爱里面，他赐下一个机会给我们。
In his abundant love, he gives us one chance.
就是他赐下他的独生爱子。
And he gives us his one and only son.
那独生爱子赐给我们，他最宝贵的，只有一个 ，the one and only 赐给我们。
He gives us his one and only most precious son.
我们没有一个人会把自己的孩子赐给人的。
No one of us will give our children away.
神把他的独生的爱子赐给我们。
But God gave us His one and only Son.
叫他成为世人的救赎。
So that He become the redemption of mankind.
来赎去世人的罪。
To redeem us of our sins.
所以在2000年前的那个圣诞节到底是庆祝什么
？So 2000 years ago, what's the point of celebrating Christmas?
当这个独生爱子要来到地上之前
，Before the only son came to this earth，
天使呢？上帝差天使就显现给他的母亲玛利亚。
God sent his angels to appear to his mother Mary。
玛利亚不是神哦，也不是什么特别的神仙，玛利亚是跟你跟我一样是人。
Mary is not God. She's same like you and me. She's just human.
上帝只是借着他的肚子把。救主生出来。
But God merely used her womb to give birth to the Savior.
天使呢，跟玛利亚讲两样东西。
So the angel told Mary two things.
第一，那是讲什么呢？就是玛利亚，你要受圣灵感孕，要生出一个孩子。
So the first thing he told her is, Mary, you were conceived by the Holy Spirit.
所以你里头要生的那个啊，是借着圣灵而来的。
So what is conceived within you comes from the Holy Spirit.
不是一男一女的结合而生出来的。
It didn't come from the union of one man and one woman.
这个是很重要的。为什么圣经要记载这个东西
？So why must the Bible record this?
受圣灵感孕而生出来的，就是不是借着人一般自然的方法生的。
So conceived by the Holy Spirit means it doesn't come by the natural human process.
因为自然的是有罪的。
Because what is natural is sinful.
有罪的男人、有罪的女人结合生的那个，他是有罪的。
What is born by a sinful man and a sinful woman, that is sinful.
他可能可以长大成为一个很好的人。
He may grow up to be a good person.
常常帮助人，扶救众生。
Always help people.
但是你要知道，他只能给人指路。
But you must know that he can only point out the direction to people.
他不能拿走人的罪。
But he cannot take away people's sin.
因为他是有罪的。
Because he himself is sinful.
所以呢，这个世界，我承认有很多的好人， 很好的教主。
So I recognize that there are many good people and good teachers in this world.
但是他不能除去人的罪。
But they cannot remove human sins.
因为他是有罪的。
Because they themselves are sinful.
他的生命的根是有罪的。
The root of their lives is sinful.
但是只有那个有圣灵感孕而生，他是没有罪的。
So only the one who's conceived by the Holy Spirit, he is without sin.
圣经说 ，He doesn't know sin. 他不认识罪的。他的心思意念里面情感里面都没有罪的。
So in his thinking, emotions, will, it's all sinless.
完全良善的能力。
He's perfectly good.
只有这个能够取代人的罪。
Only this one can replace or substitute human sin.
最重要的原理是。
So that's the most important principle.
这是第一，天使跟玛利亚讲的。
That's the first thing the angel told Mary.
然后第二样事情呢，天使怎么说呢？
So second thing the angel told Mary.
说你要给他取名叫耶稣，他要把我的百姓从罪中救出来。
And he told her, "You must name this child Jesus, and he will save his people from sins."
各位注意听，说从罪恶中救出来。
Save from sins.
你很少在听到有人讲这句话。
You rarely hear people talk like this.
几乎所有宗教没有说从罪恶中救出来。
No other religion talk about saving from sin.
嗯。因为所有的宗教都是教人哦，你要怎么行善积德，然后跟这个罪挣扎这样啊。
Because other religions will tell you how to do good and struggle with this sin.
是不是要救出来这个观念
？So the idea of saving out of sin.
因为一个人，一个身在罪中的人啊，他是已经生命的根是有罪的。
Because someone who is born in sin, the root of his life is sinful.
他是好像在整个罪的捆绑里面。
He's under the entire bondage of sin.
他想什么都是罪。
Whatever he thinks is sinful.
他被触动了，就是啊，罪出来啊，邪恶的话出来。
When he's triggered, the sin will manifest.
所以呢，就是罪跟他合体的。
So sin is in union with this person.
所以一定要把罪人要救出来。
So we need to save sinners out.
好像一个人啊，他不会游泳，他落在深海里面。
Like someone who doesn't know how to swim, fall into deep sea.
你要怎么样？你要做什么
？What can you do？
你会游泳，你把他救出来啊。
If you know how to swim, you save him out.
你叫很多人给他打气，来来来啊。
You ask a lot of people to cheer him on.
来来啊，出来。
Come on, come on.
You can do it 啊，你做得到的。正能量嘛。
Positive energy.
现在很多人都是那个 positive thinking 啊。你可以做到的。
You can do it.
出来，出来。
Come out.
他说我做不来。
He said I cannot.
我不会游泳。
I don't know how to swim.
那又有人了你在深海做什么
？So some people say, what are you doing in the deep waters?
掉进去了，没有办法出来。
I fell inside. There's no way I can come out.
然后他说，你静下来想一想。
Then the person tell you, oh, you calm down and think.
你要东想。
You must know how to think.
你不东想。
You don't know how to think.
要东想。
You must know how to think.
因为父母每次很喜欢跟孩子讲，你要东想。
So parents like to tell their children this.
那就想，你想你怎样掉进去海，然后你现在想怎么出来呢
？You think about how you fall into water and think about how to come out now.
我想不到。
And you say, I cannot think of anything.
想都不能想。
I cannot.Think of anything. 所以
你们要知道，你用想来把你自己从罪救出来是不可能的。
So you cannot save yourself out of sin by just thinking.
想得到就不会犯罪到这个地步了。
If you can think about it, you will not sin to this extent.
甚至想到也做不到的。
Even if you can think, you will not be able to do it.
因为罪是一个捆锁来的。
Because sin is a bondage.
是个锁链来的。
It's a chain.
你怎样想，怎么叫这个锁链解开？不可能。
No matter how much you think, you cannot release yourself from this chain.
没有人能够做这。
No one can do it.
然后另外一个人说：“你掉在深海做什么？”
Another person say, "Why are you in the deep waters?"
掉进去了，你问了这样多干什么？
Why are you asking so many questions?
Okay, 放心我教你你现在手这样拉
I teach you, you stretch your arms in this way.
脚这样踢像青蛙一样
You try to be like the.
像青蛙这样然后你就会浮
Then you can float.
我没有学过。
He said, "I never learn."
我现在教你喽，你就学啊。
So I teach you now, you can learn now.
所以很多教人修行的那种道理就是这个了。
So there's a lot of teaching that asks people to practice good.
你要把那个人救出来之后，才教他怎么修行。
You must first save the person out, then you teach him how to do good.
救出来才教他游泳。
First save him, then teach him how to.
救出来才教他学想。
Save him first, then teach him how to think.
你没有救出来，怎么会想
？Without saving first, how can he think?
就无知的、无能的，怎么能够从罪 脱开。
So someone who is ignorant and powerless, how can he set himself free from sin?
这个就是我们主耶稣来的真正的理由了。
So the real purpose for Jesus coming is this.
为什么他来是要把他的百姓从罪中救出来
？Why must he come to save his people from sin?
这就是他来的目的了。
That is the purpose for his coming.
他就是神给我们的机会了。
He is the chance that God has given us.
他是神给我们的唯一的机会。
He is the only chance that God has given us.
没有另外一个机会了。
There's no another chance.
没有另外一个途径了。
There's no another way.
只有他一个道路了。
Only one way through him.
只有他知道你的无助无能。
Only he knows how helpless and powerless you are.
也只有他能够把你从这个罪海当中就是救出来。
And only he can save you from the sin, from the sea of sin.
他来的时候呢，这是一个机会。
So when he came, this is a chance.
然后刚才我说，当机会来的时候呢，一定是有两个结果的。
So just now I mentioned, when chance comes, there will be two consequences.
神没有给我们第三个道路。
God didn't give us a third option.
你选他接纳或者不接纳。
Either you accept or reject him.
所以神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So God loved the world and he gave us his one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这句话里面就有两个结果出现了。
So two consequences, two outcomes comes from this.
那两个结果一定有一些是拒绝他而灭亡的。
So there'll be some who reject him and perish.
也会有信他而得永生的。
But there will also be people who believe in him and receive eternal life.
我们会知道，当机会出现的，不是每一个人会把握的。
We know that when the chance comes, not everybody will seize the chance.
你会看到有一些人因为拒绝那个机会而灭亡的时候呢，你才明白这是真正的一个机会。
When you see some people they reject this chance and they perish, then you realize this is indeed a chance.
所以更是把握珍惜那个机会。
And you will all the more cherish that chance.
所以一定有人拒绝而灭亡。
Because there's bound to be people who reject and perish.
但是在那个也同时会有人接纳。
But at the same time, there will be people who accept.
得救。
And be saved.
所以，罪的工价就是死。
The wages of sin is death.
但是，神在基督里面的恩赐是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
在这个现在我们还活着的时候，神给我们一个最重要的机会了。
So while we are still living, God gave us a most important chance.
就是要认识、经历我们上帝赐给我们的救恩。
That is to know and experience the salvation that God has given us.
有些人说，我可能还有很多机会吧。
Some people say I may have a lot more chances.
反正圣诞节每年底都有啊。
Anyway, Christmas comes every year.
教会每次都开着啊。
The church is always open.
每四个月都有的受洗。
Every 4 months there will be chance to get baptized.
都有机会。
There will always be chances.
各位，我不知道这个疫情来的时候呢，有没有给各位一些触动
？I don't know whether you are stirred by this pandemic.
有些人在疫情前呢，你看到他，可能疫情后你看不到了。
Some people you may still meet them before the pandemic, but after that they are no more.
这个圣诞节呢，对我来讲是很沉重的。
So this is a heavy Christmas for me this year.
我这个礼拜参加了两次的丧礼。
So I've attended two funerals this week.
一个丧礼呢是我的堂姐的丧礼。
One is that of my cousin.
只有大我几岁。
She's only a few years older than me.
她是在疫情前我见到她的时候呢，她很健康，春风满面。
She's well and sound when I met her before the pandemic.
但是呢，我没有想到。他忽然间有个急性的癌症临到他，他几个月就走了。
But I didn't expect that she get aggressive cancer and she left the world in a few months.
留下她的丈夫、儿女也很好的生意这些全部要放下。
She left behind her husband, children, a very good business.
所以我就参加他的丧礼。其实丧礼最难过就是白发人送黑发人
So the saddest funeral is that where the elderly has to send off the young one.
我是几天前才参加。
So I attended that funeral a few days ago.
那前两天我又参加了一个姐妹的丧礼。
Two days ago, I attended a sister's funeral.
她是四年前在我们当中，有些人认识她。
Some of you may know her. She was with us 4 years ago.
那这个姐妹呢？她就抗癌十年，肺癌十年没有因肺癌而死。
So she fought with lung cancer for 10 years, and she didn't die of lung cancer.
但是呢，就忽然间她在家中。就是这样的，离开世界。
But suddenly she passed away at her house.
医生也 诊断不出到底什么问题。
And the doctor couldn't identify what's the cause of her death.
她不死于癌症。
Because she's not, she didn't die of cancer.
心脏就停了。
But her heart stopped.
所以我在想，是不是因为这个疫情呢，太压抑、太抑郁，她也不能出去。
So I don't know whether she's too depressed because of the pandemic and she couldn't go out.
然后就这样走了。
And then she passed away like this.
其实有时候跟我们的年龄比较靠近的，或者跟我们的关系靠近的人离开的时候呢，我们就懂，我们今天活着是一个机会了。
So when people closer to our age or relationship, when they leave the world, we will start to realize we have limited time and chance.
神赐给我们机会，能够认识他。
God gives us the chance to know Him.
接受他的救恩。
To accept His salvation.
以致我们能从最终被拯救出来。
So that we can be saved from sin.
为什么说这是机会呢
？Why do I say this is a chance？
因为当你的气息结束的那一刻，这个机会就完了。
The moment our breath is taken away, we have no more chance.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们知道你是有丰盛怜悯的神。
We know you have abundance, love and mercy.
以你用你的慈爱怜悯来约束你的愤怒。
You use your loving kindness to hold back your wrath.
以致那个最终的审判没有临到人。
Is it so that the ultimate judgment does not come upon man?
主给我们人一段时间。
Lord, you have given us a period of time.
在这个时间里面，你把你的福音的使者差来。
During this time, you send the messenger of your gospel.
叫你的福音的使者传扬你的福音。
So that they preach your gospel.
也真实的福音。
Your real and true gospel.
把人的罪和神的救赎讲清楚。
To speak clearly about human sin and God's salvation.
主，当你的福音被传扬的时候
，When your gospel is being preached.
回应你的人有福的。
Those who respond to you are blessed.
因为主，你看到他们的心中的那个回应。
Because you can see the response in their heart.
你也按着你的应许，会纪念他们。
And you will remember them by your promise.
会拯救他们。
And you will save them.
叫他们不见死亡。
So that they will not see death.
他们能够不至灭亡，反得永生。
And that they will not perish but have eternal life.
这个世界没有比这样更大的祝福。
There's no greater blessing than this in this world.
我们看到天天人离开这个世界的时候
，We see that every day people leave this world.
那个机会结束。
And their chances end.
但是我们还活着。
But we are still living.
那我们有机会来到你面前回应你。
We still have the chance to come before you to
respond to you. 所以愿主祝福那些举起手来接纳你的。
So Lord, may you bless those who raise their hand to accept you.
主，你永远不离开他们。
You will not leave them forever.
你必定把他们平平安安的接到你的天家。
You will bring them safely home to your heaven.
世界有各种的灾难的时候，主会将你的平安赐给他们。
In all kinds of difficulties on earth, you will give them your peace.
主也让今天能够听到这个福音的，让他们能够有机会再次回应你。
Lord, we pray that those who have the chance to hear this gospel today, they will also have the chance to respond to you.
主，愿你得到一切的荣耀。
May you receive all glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.